and every bit of cleanliness that could be gotten was used. Then we were told we might use it. So the time might come again when we may not. Now, there you'll find a contradiction. We may or we may not. Both are not true. Don't put Sister White against Sister White. She spoke rightly. Don't use it. They said, we may use it. Now I sat at her table, because that doesn't make any difference. But she did. She's not my example. But there, milk was used. I said, that's nothing. Cheese should never enter the human stomach. Is this such a statement? Oh, yes. Yeah, there is. Well, then, don't you ever buy any cheese. Well, now, wait a moment. I was present among the group that went to see Sister White when we translated it into German. Sister White, we Germans are using cheese as one of our great means of subsistence. I did not have reference to that kind of cheese. And so that is omitted from the German edition. It did not apply. But I have seen, and I can see now, places where it does apply. My father was brought up in the old country, in Norway. Good country. He told me how they used milk and cheese. I better not attempt to describe it, how they did it. But I do think that the process could be a little bit improved. For when the cheese was done, it would walk. Do you get the point? It tasted good. I loved it. But I'm afraid that it wasn't quite up to standard. And cheese made from the kind of milk that I have spoken of here, better leave that alone. You'll find, as you read Sister White, sound counsel, sensible counsel, if you follow it. There are those that reject the counsel entirely. There are those that go to the other extreme. Use the sense God has given you. Read, study, pray, and believe. And whatever you read, you may know that that statement is true. Here's a statement about the Laodicean church. The last church. Is it very flattering? I'll spew thee out unless you repent. Well, now, however much we repent, that statement will remain in the Bible. And some are using it. Down in Texas, where there is a group of some who were once with us, but now not ours anymore. And they read that statement to me. That statement is true. That statement is true. But the time will come, the time is now when we are repenting, and it'll no longer be true. Where God's approval will rest upon his people. I saw them. That's the next step. On the sea of glass. There they stand, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. In their mouths are found no guile. The two contrasts. Now, that about standing on a sea of glass does not apply now. We haven't got there yet. But the time will come when God will have a clean church. Now, I said all that I intend to say today. Much more might be said. I'm glad I can bear my testimony, though in the next breath I'd say, I'm rather reticent about doing it. Because I have no intention of living in the past. Or merely be asked to speak because I'm old. And there are very few that have had experiences that I've had. I'd rather present the truth as it is in Christ right now. But for the sake of some that have never known or experienced anything about the righteousness of Sister White, somebody ought to say what I have said today. And so will you take it as it's meant, counsel to you and me, to come back to, if you have been away from, the writings given us for this time, which we are to read and which we are to follow.